It's $90 this tape recorder. Okay, well, I didn't pay anything for today. Now, we are on page 24. Those of us who don't have, we're looking with somebody who does. Later we'll give out the other pages. We are on towards the bottom. Rabbi Avram Bar Chia Abayi, which is four lines down in the wide lines. Rabbi Avram Bar Chia Abayi, he asked the kash like this. Krishma Birchu Seah, he asks that which it says that if one is silent in the middle of Shema for a certain amount of time, one is not Yotzei the Shema, is that the amount of time to say Kriya Shema or its brachos, or just Kriya Shema by itself? So he says Kriya Shema or Birchosea? No. He even lo birchosea. It's the amount of time it takes to say Shema without the brachos. In other words, the brachos don't count. Say if it takes you 2 minutes to say the Shema and another 3 minutes to say the brachos of Kriya Shema, you only get 2 minutes in the middle to interrupt. If you interrupt and are silent for any prolonged period than that, you don't fulfill the Shema for that in that session. The Mashbiach, Rabbi Sivitz, takes out the next few words. He says they're extraneous, superfluous. But if one is to read them, my assumption would be that it would mean that by some estimate, the brachos of Shema take roughly the same amount of time to say Shema itself. So therefore, whatever it is, it's either the time it takes to say Shema or the time it takes to say the brachos. That's the amount of time can remain silent in the middle, but not both. Rabbi Avo shol Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo asked Rabbi Yochanan the final question. Begin the Ana Kore Shema. At the time that I reach Shema, over Mivos Hamatunafos, and I pass through alleyways in which there's excrement and other kind of disgusting stuff, Umafsik, so I have to stop saying it when I go through those alleys. Novikani Dechovasi, do I fulfill my obligation? In other words, by virtue of the fact that I stop then and continue later on, so do I fulfill my obligation or not? Amalei Avo was Amalei, so he said to him, Avo b'ni, Avo, my son, imafsikat k'deli krosas kula, if you interrupt enough to read the entire Shema, lo yitzasi dechovosech, you do not fulfill your obligation. Again, the same principle, you have to interrupt, you can only remain silent for less than the amount of time it would take you to say the whole Shema. Rabbi Lezer Solik Mivakul Rabbi Shimbar Abba. Rabbi Lezer went to go visit Rabbi Shimbar Abba. Amalei, and he said to him, Begin to ana toshish. Since I am weak, in other words, Rabbi Shimbar must have been sick, and that's why Rabbi Lazar went to be mavakir cholim to go visit him on his sickbed. So he said, I'm weak. Vana kari kreshma, therefore when I reach Shema Mitznamne, I fall asleep in the middle. I doze off. Now this probably happens to many of us, a lot of times. Do I fulfill my obligation? Amalei in. So he said yes. Obviously, again, if he only dozes off a couple of winks, not if he dozes off so that he's silent enough time to finish Shema while he's dozing. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar, same idea. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Kumi, maybe we can make a little room. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Kumi, Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked him for Rabbi Zira. Begin to Rabbi Lezer Yodah, the Rabbi Shimbar Abba Medaktik B'mitzvosa. Sagin. Since Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zira, since Rabbi Lezer knew the Rabbi Shimbar Abba is very, very meticulous in observing mitzvahs. Now here I'll give you page 25, because I forgot to give it to you. I'm short one, I think. I'm short 125. So, okay. So begin. This is Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So begin since he knows that Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba is very medaktik and mitzvahs, medaktik and mitzvahs and sagin. Hore lady to pass from that way, taking that into account. Oh, begin to have a toshish horilei, or since he was very weak, did he have give him a lenient psak, more lenient than one would normally give? In other words, basically, as he's saying, it's a lechatchil or a b'di'evit. Can you even fall asleep in the middle, and that's okay, even lechatchila, that's okay, or b'di'evit, since he was sick, and he was falling asleep, so there's no choice in this matter. Says the Gemara, so he said, no, Beferish Pligin. This is an explicit machlokes, and Rabbi Lezer, who issued the psak here for Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Amar Yotza, holds you are Yotze Shema, even if you fall asleep in the middle, that's even Lechatchila, it's okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Yotza, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says you don't fulfill it if you fall asleep in the middle, be that as it may, so Lemaisa, Rabbi Lezer issued the psak to Shimon bar Abba, he wasn't taking into account the fact that he was sick, that is his opinion all over, regardless of the individual we're speaking about. Ma pligin. Now, that which we have this machlokas is only bekriyashma. Neshasuya prokim prokim. Because it's made up of different paragraphs. So therefore, since it's anyway segmented, if you fall asleep in the middle, it's okay. According to Rabbi Lezer. Avo bahalo vekriyasa megillah, but by the laning of halo, they aren't segmented. Why they're not segmented? Because all those parts of all those tehillim are continuous in sefer tehillim. Whereas the parshas of Shema are scattered throughout the Torah, the tehillim which we say in Hallel are all one continuous are all continuous in the book of Tehillim, and in Kriyas Megillah also the entire Megillah is one continuous reading. So therefore, after Rabbi Lezer Modeh, even Rabbi Lezer Modeh, he also concedes the point that in these cases you have to read the entire thing in one fell swoop. You can't fall asleep in the middle. Tani, we learned, Hashoel b'sholem rabo mishagodom imenu. If you're in the middle of Shema and you come to greet your Rebbe or somebody who's greater than you, you have permission to do so. From this we conclude, or rather this is support for that which we've learned, that you have to greet people who are greater than you in Torah. V'od, and we know this also mean hadar for the following brisa. The Tani we learned, kara, if you ripped your garment, this is an interesting case, you ripped your garment because you thought somebody had died. V'chaz ba nishma neshama, then he saw the person was really still alive. Literally his neshama came back, but he was still alive. And then he dropped dead again. So you did kriya, but you did it prematurely, right? You ripped your clothing before you had to. Imal asar, if it was immediate, and it's hardly clear, you don't have to rip your clothing over again. Imal achar zman, if it happened subsequently, if there was a certain interruption, it's hardly clear, you have to rip your clothing again. For kamu asar, what's considered to be immediate? Kedei dibur, the amount of time it takes to express an idea. V'kamu k'dei dibur, what's the amount of time it takes to express an idea? Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shuben Levi says, k'dei she'ela sholom b'ronim chavero, the amount of time it says to say, to greet one's friend, between one person and one's friend. However, that's only one opinion. That's not the opinion we hold of. The opinion we hold of is Abba bar Brachana b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says, k'dei she'ela sholom b'na rab l'talmid, the amount of time it takes to greet your Rebbe, if you are a student. For Yomer Lo, and to say to your Rebbe, Sholom Alecho Rabbi, greetings to you, my Rebbe. So here we see that there must be a mitzvah. It must be a good thing to greet your Rebbe. Because Chazal, when they determine what's considered to be immediate, what's considered to be not an interruption, they determine it based on the minimum amount of time necessary to fulfill a verbal mitzvah. What is the minimum amount of time necessary? The amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi. So this Gemara is a little bit, I believe, in a raya for Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, a couple of places of Shas and Bavli, says that Tokdei Dibur is really Takona Durabonan. It's not a Doraisa. Which is difficult. It's a difficult concept because we even by Doraisos, we say that immediacy is defined by Tokhen de Dibur. But here it sounds like it was something which they came up with in order to permit a person indeed to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, so it sounds like it's a Takana de Rabbanon here. Okay? Just off the cuff, that's what it seems to be. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yechon have a mistamich. Rabbi Yaakov Eidi. Rabbi Yochanan was leaning on Yaakov Eidi, who was walking him through the streets of Tveria, where they lived. For Rabbi Lezer saw him, who Matami Kamoyan used to hide himself before him. Omar, so he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ha tartin mili. Here we have two things, two bad things. Ha din bavlaya ovid bi, which that Babylonian is doing against me. The Israelis were very prejudiced against the Babylonians. Chada, first of all, lo shal b'shloimim, he doesn't come and greet me. Chada, and furthermore, the lo amar shmu asa mishmi, that when he says over stuff, he doesn't say it over my name. Amar lei, so he said, Rabbi Yaakov or Edi said to Rabbi Yechanan, so kach inun nihigin kabehan. That's the way the Babylonians are. That's their custom by them. All right, what can you do? In other words, basically saying they're rude people.
People from New York.
People in New York, right? Zero.
That's funny that they say that about the Babylonians.
Zero lo shol b'shlama de rabba. Zero also. When he saw Rabba, this is in Bavel, right? This is before Rab Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael. He was student of Rabba in Chutzlar. It's in Bavel. He would not ask, not greet Rabba. Dinon Mekaimin, because in Bavel, they used to fulfill. And I can, it's possible, Yaakov Edi was also saying this. He's telling over, he's recounting to Rabbi Yochanan, this is the custom not just of Rabbi Elozer, but also of Zera, of Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera, who when he saw Rabba, he wouldn't ask to greet him. The inner Mekai, because they fulfill the pasuk. Ra'uni na'orim v'nechbo. The lads see me and they hide. In other words, the students flee from their rabbeim. They don't give shalom to the rabbeim. Mi malchin chamele chad beis medrash. As they were sitting, as they were walking, so I'm positive that until now was all the statement of Yaakov Edi to explain to Rabbi Yochanan that the Babylonians had this custom to hide and not greet the Rabbeim. Now, as they're walking, Mimach is like, as they're walking, Chamele Chad Beis Medrash. They saw, or he saw, whoever, one of them saw, a certain Beis Medrash, I guess, in Feria, where they're walking. Amar Lei, so he said, Hava Rabbi Meir Yosef Dorash. Here Rabbi Meir used to sit and darshan and say Shurim. Vamash Musa min Shmeid Rabbi Shmuel. And he would say over the Sugyos statements of Rabbi Shmuel. But he would say over stuff for Rabbi Akiva. He wouldn't say Rabbi Akiva's name. So, we see, I guess, Rabbi Yaakov Edi is asking Rabbi Yechanan. We see that even among Tanoim, not always did anybody mention everybody's name. And this, by the way, is a pitzu which came down to the Mishnayos. We know in the Mishnayos it says, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meiri, Valibad Rabbi Akiva. But it's never attributed. It just says it's Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Akiva, but it's not, the Mishnayos almost never explicitly attribute the statements, for that matter, even to Rabbi Meir, but certainly not to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, that's not a problem. Kol Alma Yadin, everybody knows, the entire world knows, to Rabbi Meir, Talmido to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir is a student of Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, Rabbi Meir didn't have to say over. So he was saying stuff for Rabbi Akiva. Everybody knew he was saying over stuff for Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yaakov Aidi said to Rabbi Yochum, well, if that's the case, Kuliyah Marlo, they said back to him, Kuliyah Miyadin, Rabbi Lezer, Tamidin, Rabbi Yechanan. Everybody knows that Rabbi Lezer is your student. So you can't have any complaints against him that he doesn't say everything in your name, because everybody knows it comes to you, because everybody knows he's a student and you're the Rabbi, so therefore anything he says comes from you. Okay. Mao. So they were still walking down the street, and he said to him, "Mao mi ober kume adure tsume. Are we allowed to walk in front of the certain type of tzelem. It's a certain type of avodah zorah, I guess, was standing there, certain type of idol or something. Can we walk in front of it? Amar le, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mais balak yule ayakar. What honor are we according it by walking by it? My, ma, what is palik are we affording, lay to it, ayakar, any type of honor by walking by it? El avur kameit, no, of course we walk by it. The Samiani, we're just not going to look at it. We're not going to put our eyes upon it. Amar Abliezer, Ya'us avar avad delo avar kumich. So Rabbi Lezer said that but if that's the case, again, Rabbi Yagabidi is trying to justify the behavior of he's trying to justify the behavior of Rabbi Elazar. So he's saying that Ya'us Avad, very good, Ya'us Avad, Rabbi Elazar, Ya'us Avad, Rabbi Elazar did good, the law of our kumich, he didn't walk in front of you. Now, that's a very strange thing. Take a look here in the Pnei Moshe, who explains it. The Pnei Moshe says, the Pnei Moshe is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of the column. See the Pnei Moshe on the right hand side? Ma'as baleg le'ayakar. Yeah. Im rotzeh ato lachlok lo kavod shelo lavor lefanov. I misinterpreted where it a moment ago. It said, if you want to afford it honor, it is honoring it, not to pass in front of it. Ela adrab, on the contrary, pass in front of it, and remove your eyes from it. Okay? So he's saying again, I misread it when I read it before. What he's saying is, Rabbi Yaakov Reidi asked Rabbi Yochanan, should we walk in front of that avodah zarah, or should we avoid it? So Rabbi Yochanan said not to walk in front of it, is give it honor, because it shows you're afraid of it. So therefore, we're going to walk in front of it, and we're just not going to look at it. So now Rabbi Yaakov Reidi says, oh, you know what? Now we're you justify Rabbi Lezer, your student, from the other account. The other thing you were upset at him is that he hid from you, right? And he didn't walk in front of you. Well, you yourself said not to walk in front of that avodah zarah would be a sign of fear and respect, or unrespect. So therefore, we should walk in front of the avodah zarah. Rabbi Lezer, who wasn't walking in front of you, he was also demonstrating awe and respect by not walking in front of you. Okay, is that clear? That was some. So he said again. He said, you know what? Rabbi Lezer, Armele, Rabbi Lezer, Ya'usavad, Klauvar Kamich. Rabbi Lezer did good that he didn't, well, did well that he didn't walk in front of you. That's a sign of respect. Amar. So Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Yaakov Reidi, Yodei Atlefais. Rabbi Yaakov Reidi, you're a good defense lawyer. In order to appease me. In other words, you convinced me that Rabbi Lezer is a good guy, and he's not doing such a terrible thing.
To draw an analogy between a Talmud Chacham and a piece of avodah zarah, even though it's two different things.
It's true, but it demonstrates awe. In other words, we see the concept of awe is to hide when you see somebody. I was once standing outside Lahavdil. Actually, it's not Lahavdil for Rabbi Yochanan, but Lahavdil from the avodah zarah. Was standing outside 770 when the Lubavitch Rebbe is about to come out. So everybody's lining the walk. And all of a sudden, when the Lubavitch Rebbe was about to come out, they all ran away. I couldn't figure that out. They're all waiting to see him. And when he comes out of the building, they start all running away. All right, Kasha and Amaisa. But you see that the awe is, when you see someone you're respectful, to go start running away and kind of like pushing back. And that's what Rabbi Lesser was doing. Yeah. From Brachos. Yeah. When they eat from Hashem because they were afraid of Hashem. That's right. That's a sign of awe and respect. Okay, says Gemara, Rabbi Yochum Boydiyem Ushmaitzim Yishmei. Rabbi Yochum wanted people to say over halachas in his name. Af David Bikesh Olea Rachmim. And David also asked for mercy. In other words, he asked Hashem for this favor that they asked Hashem for this favor that people should say over in his name. They should say over halachas, right? After he's dead. Where did he say this? Agurcha bolach abolech olamin. He said, I should live in your tents forever. So Kasha says, nobody lives forever. What does it mean, I should live in your tents forever? So the answer is, he was saying that people should say over his name in the base matters, and that's as if he's immortal. Right? Pinchas Rabbi Yerushalayim Rabbi Yochanan. Again, here the Gemara explains. Pinchas Rabbi Yerushalayim said, name Rabbi Yochi. Olo al da leiv David shuchai lo'olam. Did David think he's going to live forever? Nobody lives forever, ever. Elomar David, David rather said, Ezke may I merit, sheyu dvorei ne'emori mal shmi, that my word should be said over in my name, b'batei k'nesios, b'batei midrashos, in shuls, and in b'batei medrash. Mahanile. And it worked. Right? Because people say over things that people speak about David all the time. Levi bar Nazir Amar, Kol Omer Shmuel B'Shem Omra. Levi bar Nazir said, anybody who says over a statement in the name of the person who originally said it, Sifzoisov Rogoshos Imo B'Kever. Right, his lips mumbled together at that time in the grave. Matam, what's the pasuk which teaches us this? Dove Sifse Yishenim. Hashem causes the lips of the of those who are asleep, slumbering, to move, like a mound of grapes, which quivers, which should be like zots. It moves on its own when you touch it a little bit, so it starts quivering all over.
So this is contradicting the previous Gemara. We said that Rabbi Akiva didn't say over the words in the Torah.
You don't have to say it. If it's named your Rebbe, so it's assumed that it's your Rebbe.
They
but
knew that.
They knew that. But any other time, you have to say over, right?
I thought it was for somebody that just knew how to learn, right?
What?
That's just for somebody that knows how to learn, you know.
No, it's for anybody who you learn from.
Oh.
Anybody you learn from. I translate something a bit wrong. I apologize. Dovev is being translated as flows. Zov is flows. So like the when you have a mound of grapes, the wine starts flowing on its own. So too, when you say over something in somebody else's name, it's as if it starts still flowing out of the mouth of the person who was deceased. Okay, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rabbi Simon, Charamar Kohodin, it's one said it's like Kohodin the Shate Kunditon, like those who drink spicy wine. The Charanam, and the other one said it's Kohodin the Shase Chamaratik, who like somebody who drinks old wine. The same idea. Both mean avagav du shasile, even though he already drank it and he's finished drinking it, petaime befume has a pleasant aftertaste. So too, if somebody is being quoted, even if they're no longer alive, they're still lingering in the palates of the people who are learning Torah. Period. Ein dor shein bo leitzanim. There's no door, no generation which there are no scoffers. Mayu pritzei adorosin. What would the outlaws, the bandits of the generation do in the generation of David? They would go to David's windows. They'd say to him, David, when is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? When are we going to go to the house of God? Right? In other words, you're not able to build it. We know Hashem doesn't let you. Ha ha. Vuomer, you would say, Avo Pishemiskavni Lachi Seni. You'd say, even though they want me, they were trying to get me angry, Yavolai, let this come upon me. Shani Samech Belibi. I rejoice when I hear people saying they want to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Even if they say to scoff me, their intention to go to the Beis HaMikdash is something which is nice. Right? Shani Samech Belibi. Samachti Bermili. I rejoice in their hearts that they. Bermili Beis HaShem Nelech. When they say that we want to go to the house of God. Vayu kiyim li yamecha. It will come to pass that your days will be filled. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu David, that was Kodesh Baruch Hu said to David, David, yami meleim ani mona lecha. I'm going to count your days as if they're whole, right? And yami ani mona lecha yamim chaserim. I'm not going to count for you your days as if they're lacking anything. Klum Shlomo bincha b'ne beis hamikdash. What is Shlomo, your son, going to do in Bilu Beis HaMikdash? Lo akibar karbonis, is it not to sacrifice sacrifices? Chaviv alai mishpat utztaka shata oseh, more precious to before me is the judgment and charity which you do. Ayoisim in our karbonos, more than karbonos. Umatam, what's supposed to teach us this? Us at Stoko Mishpat to do charity and justice. Nivchal Hashem Izevach Hashem prefers that over a korban. So Hashem says to David, over a korban. So Hashem says to David, don't worry, I prefer your service to me with charity and with justice over what Shlomo your son is going to do for me. I'll take that any time, and therefore I'm not going to shorten your reign in order to get Shlomo HaMelech to be king and build the base and make this more quickly. Okay, let me give out your Gimel on the base.
That's a common theme in Navi.
Right. He had into this week's Haftorah. Hachevitz LaHashem, Olus Zvachim, Kishmo, B'kol Hashem. That's right. Same idea. Okay. Now we're up to, we're coming up to your Gimel base. Not yet. A couple more lines. Yes. What? I'm short one tonight. Okay. Says the Gemara. Piska. Now we're coming back to our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, and you asked me about this before. When you get to between the paragraphs of Shema, you can ask me if you have a question of kavod, right? Umeshiv, and you can respond. But it doesn't say when you can respond. Now, this is a statement made by, you don't have the Mishnah, those who have 23, you'd base them out, still have it. But in the Mishnah, it said that Meir said, Biprokim, between the paragraphs, Shom Ibn Yaakovot, you can ask somebody, you can greet somebody else because of honor, if you honor them, Umeshiv, and can respond. To who can you respond? The Mishnah didn't say. Doesn't say in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Mipnei Mao Meshiv. To whom are you responding? Mipnei Ayira, to somebody you're afraid of. Oh, Mipnei Akovah, to somebody who you want to honor. Who are you responding to? That's the question. Who are you responding to? Nishmini Minado. Let's learn it out from Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Rabbi Yehuda's the one who argues in Rabbi Meir. Let's learn out from Rabbi Yehuda. Uva emtsa shom ibnei ayira, umeshim ibnei akovan, and there's a typo here in the Yerushalmi, should be divei Rabbi Yehuda. The Mashpiach points it out. Should be, instead of divei Rabbi Meir, should be divei Rabbi Yehuda. You see that? It's poorly edited. It's not like the Bavli. Not as many people learned it, so therefore it wasn't edited as well. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda should be. Don't make a mistake. Don't make an emendation in the text. But you can make a star on the side. Not supposed to ever amend text. Unless maybe someday comes out the Mashbiach is wrong. We don't know. This is his theory, right? But in the Mishnah it said, Uba'emtze shol mipnei ayira. It said, by Rabbi Yehuda, it said, "Emtzer shom ibnei ayira, umeshiv mipnei akovah." That's attributed to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, right? It said, "Emtzer shom ibnei ayira, umeshiv mipnei akovah." And then it went on to say, let me translate that before I go on to the other part of Rabbi Yehuda's statement. The first part of Rabbi Yehuda's statement is that if you're in the middle of a paragraph, you can greet somebody if you're afraid of them, and respond to somebody if you want to honor them. If you're between paragraphs, greet somebody if you want to honor them, and you can respond to anybody. Okay, so since Rabbi Yehuda said that if you're between paragraphs, you can ask if you want to honor somebody and respond to anybody. So if that's the case, Habakkuk Mesa, it must be that Rabbi Meir, who's more machmir, Rabbi Meir, who's more stringent, he must hold that Mishukad Mesa, meaning Rabbi Meir, who's the first town in the Mishnah, he must hold Sholem Ibnei HaKavod, Umesh Ibnei HaKavod. That you can add, greet somebody if you want to honor them, and only respond to them also if you want to honor them, not anybody, even somebody who you're not required to honor. Again, Rabbi Meir must be a level above Rabbi Yehuda, because we see his entire attitude is to be more machmir than Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, you can show el mipnei hakavod. You can greet somebody you want to honor. Who may call him, you respond to anybody, must be Rabbi Meir's a notch above that. It must be that he holds Shoel and Meshiv only to somebody you want to honor, not to somebody, not to anybody. And the next case will be the same. It says, all right, Meir also said, Uva'em to show me if they Euro Meshiv Divrei Meir. In the middle of the paragraph, you can add, greet somebody who you're in awe of, and it can respond, according to Rabbi Meir. We've named our Meshiv, to whom is he responding? We've named Ayira, somebody who's in awe of, or we've named Kovat to somebody who he wants to honor. Nishmina min Adon. So again, says the Gemara, let's learn out from here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer be'emtza shol mipnei Ayira. Rabbi Yehuda says in the middle, you can ask because of Yira. And you can respond to somebody who you want to honor. So it must be, again, Rabbi Meir's got to be a notch above that. So Hakad Mesa, the first opinion, Rabbi Meir's must be, Shoel Mipnei Ayira, that you can ask somebody, you can come and you can ask somebody, or greet somebody who you are afraid of, and you can respond to somebody also only if you're afraid of them, not anybody else. All right. Ad kedum b'emtza parsha. Until now, we'll be talking about the middle of a paragraph. V'afilu b'emtza pasuk. That's also true, even in the middle of a verse. Rabbi Yirmiyah midami. Rabbi Yirmiyah would be silent, though. He would, in the middle of a pasuk, he wouldn't respond. He would just go, like he would shake his head, right? He wouldn't. Or go wave his hand. He wouldn't respond in the middle of the pasuk with verbally. Rabbi Yonah Mishtoy. Rabbi Yonah would even speak in the middle of the pasuk. Rabbi Chona and Rabbi Yosef learned the drasha. For the baritza bum, you should speak in them. Mikan sheyesh l'chol rishus l'daber bum. Now, literally, it means you should speak words of Torah. But he dies in the pasuk like this. It says you should speak at them. It means in the middle of Shema, you're allowed to shmooze. You're allowed to speak. Not anything. But if you have somebody you respect or somebody you fear, you're allowed to speak in the middle. So Lamaisa, our meeting nowadays is not to stop in the middle of Shema for anything. We don't stop. We might not or go like this, but we don't speak in the middle of Shema. Because it's the middle of the type of the unless obviously in the state where the person who's threatening you, some way, shape, or form, we don't stop it anymore. Okay. New Mishnah, Halacha Beis. It's not from here. No, that's just the way the halacha is developed. Ve'u en bein ha'bracha. This is between paragraphs. Bein bracha rishon l'shniyah, between the first bracha and the second bracha. Bein shniyah l'shma, between the second bracha and shma. Bein shma l'vayom shema, between shma and l'vayom shema. Bein v'yom shol l'vayom, between v'yom shema and v'yom. Bein v'yom and l'emes li'ati, between v'yom and l'emes li'ati. Rabbi Omer, bein v'yom and l'emes li'ati. Rabbi Yehuda says, between Vayom and Emes V'yatzib, lo yavzik, you shouldn't stop, because it's supposed to say, I'm Rabbi Levi, time of Rabbi Yehuda, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, even though Shema ends, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, we have a pasuk in Yo, which says, Hashem Elokim Emes, and we want to emulate that pasuk and put the word Elokeichem next to the word Emes, and therefore we don't interrupt between Elokeichem and Emes. New Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Shimon Karcha. Lama Kadma Shema V'Yom Shema. Why do we say Shema before V'Yom Shema? Kadesh Yekavlu Av Omachu Shema Yitchila. In order to first accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. V'Chag Yekavlu Av O Mitzvahs. And afterwards accept the yoke of the commandments, which are described in the second paragraph. Why does V'Yom Shema come before V'Yomer? Before Tzitzis. Shavayom Shema Anoi V'Yom Uvalayla. The Yom Shema applies both during the day and at night, because mitzvahs apply both in day and at night. Vayom only applies during the day, because tzitzis is only during the day. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya said name Rabbi Yochanan. Matam Omru, why they say Adam Levish Tefillin, a person first put on his tefillin, then Kari Shema, then read the Shema with spell, and then Davin. Kadei Shekabel of O Malchu Shemayin Tchila. In order to first accept upon yourself literally the yoke of heaven by putting on tefillin, which represent God's mastery over a human being. Misholim, in a complete way. Rav Amar, Kore Shema, Rav has an opinion, very fascinating opinion. We don't do this, of course, nowadays. Rav says, first you read Shema, then Lovish is tefillin, then you put in tefillin after Shema, and then Mispalo. And then you dive in Shmoneh Esrei afterwards. Archaic minuk. Nobody does that anymore. Masnisa Rav Pligolov. The following Brisa argues with Rav. What's the Brisa? Hareshi Osigma Meis Bekever. You're dealing with burying a dead body. V'Gionas Kriyashma. And the time has come now to read Shema. Hareshi Porish Lamokam Tari. You don't say the Shema in the presence of the dead body. You go to someplace tohar, someplace where there's no dead bodies around. To love each tefillin, and first you put on tefillin, the Korei Shema, and then you say Shema, it's finally down with Shemon Esrei. So that's not like Rav. Not like Rav, right? Because here you put on tefillin first. However, Masnisa, there's another Brisa, which is Misayel L'Rav, which assists Rav. What's that? Lo shodam ikabalo malchus shamayin tchila v'chachi kabalo avol mitzvos. It's this price is like a rhetorical question. Shouldn't one first accept upon oneself the yoke of heaven, and then accept oneself the yoke of mitzvos? Well, then it also follows that first you accept by yourself the yoke of heaven, then you accept by yourself the yoke of mitzvos, and then you do the mitzvah. So when should you put on tefillin? After you accepted the yoke of the burden upon your shoulders, actually put the literal mitzvah upon your shoulders. So the sequence should be, no, he's saying the other way. He's looking at tefillin as a practical mitzvah, and therefore as a practical mitzvah, it should follow the acceptance of the theoretical, you know, concept of mitzvahs. So therefore, according to this brisa, it's Shema, or Yoyim Shema, then tefillin, and then Shemoneh Esrei.
I don't like this.
Well, you don't have to like it. It's an opinion. It's Rav's opinion.
I thought the halacha is that
it's not the final word.
To say Shema,
we don't pass
it.
What?
It's not the final word.
Right, because we don't pass him like Rav. Right. We don't pass it, but Rav's opinion was an opinion.
And Ms. Herring, when they put on the Rabbeinu Tam, don't they say Shema again?
They say Shema again, yeah. Okay, let's give out your Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay.
But even the other opinions in there for us to learn something from.
Yes, right. So, yes, every opinion we have to learn something from. That's why it's in there. Correct. Okay, says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yonah, fascinating halacha, people. Yes.
Sure.
Well, we don't have to put on film before that. We put on film all the way at the beginning.
Right.
Yes, right. Because the main thing is for Shema. But not, right. So therefore, that's why they're different customs. Right. Yeah, different customs, and I guess right, one could say that maybe that's why they wait till after the first Shema, which they say in Korbanos, in order to fulfill the custom of Rav. Cute. Not bad. I like that smart. In other words, there's a certain Sidurim in which Hanochas Tefillin, the Yekesh Sidurim among them, in which Hanochas Tefillin is printed after the Shema which appears in Korbanos. Right? So in that case, it could be that the reason why they have such a minhag is in order to fulfill Rav. Right? Because that way, first you're saying Shema, one of the Shemas, and then you're putting on tefillin, and then you have your tefillin on for the other Shema. So you fulfill both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. It's a very good svara. Shkoyach. Okay? Now, fasting Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said in the second to last line, and Yud Gimel on base, tefillin tzrichim guf naki. Tefillin need a clean body. Now that, in the Bavli, guf naki means you can't have digestive problems. If you have some stomach ailment that day, you can't put on tefillin. That's what it means in the Bavli. Here it means you got to be a righteous person. And in fact, there was a time during the medieval times when a lot of people didn't put on tefillin. A lot of Purim Jews didn't put on tefillin because they felt they weren't righteous enough. And there's this Yerushalmi. If that's the case, whenever we see someone with tefillin, why don't we assume he's a righteous person? If they're a mic, because there are a lot of charlatans. But hypothetically, anybody who puts on tefillin should be a righteous person.
Can't you say the other way around? Putting on tefillin will make you...
Yeah, the leadership shot. Yerushalmi doesn't know that. Who's that? Yeah.
In Eretz Yisrael, I have to put on tefillin or not?
In Eretz Yisrael, you have to what?
Have to put on tefillin.
No, here it says they didn't. Here it says that if you're not righteous, you shouldn't put.
In Babel,
they weren't. In Babel, they explain guf naki means as long as you have a clean body. Here they learn Eretz Yisrael physically. In Eretz Yisrael, they explain to men that you have to have a clean soul. You have to be a spiritual person. My Uda Avichad Barnash is a case of a certain individual, Dafki Gabi Chavrei, who gave an object of a safe keeping to his friend because he trusted him because he wore tefillin all the time. The Kofar Bayan, the friend, was one of those charlatans. He denied that he ever got the deposit on Marley, so he said, Lo him this loch. Lo lochimnis. I didn't believe you. Eland vereshechimnis. I believe that which was upon your head. And now you're going against it. It's a terrible sin you're committing. That you're a person who wears tefillin all the time. And yet when I give you an object for safekeeping, you deny it. Rabbi Yanai of a lov shon acher cholyov shloshi yamim. Rabbi Yanai would put on tefillin after he had been sick for 3 days. Why? Lomar, to teach us, shacholi. The sickness he felt after 3 days of affliction, he had achieved some certain cleansing because he had been punished for his sins. Right? How do we know this? Matam, what pasuk teaches us this? Hasolech l'chav onaychi karofel kol tachluaychi. He who forgives all your sins is the person who heals all your wounds, all your sicknesses. So therefore we're saying, is the God. So therefore we're saying that if God afflicts you for 3 days, you already have your averus, and therefore you're suitable to put on tefillin. Excuse me?
Why is it 3 days?
3 days is always like a minimal period of a significant thing. So therefore, if you're sick for 3 days, it's significant. Anything which is significant has to take 3 days or three times. Okay? So that's why it's that's why at that point he put on tefillin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, look.
Is it something to do with the Genesis, the third day of the circumcision?
I don't think so. Maybe, but I don't think so. I'd have to think about it some more. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, love and tefillin, zayin minei. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, tefillin would never leave him, The Talmid of Achrav and so to Rabbi Elazar's Talmid. You remember him? He's the one who hid from his Rebbe. So he also had the same minhag. Rabbi Yochanan, besitva, the Hava Chazik, Reshek. Rabbi Yochanan, well, actually, this is a different Rabbi Elazar, I apologize. This is Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. This is Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus' Talmid. Not Rabbi Elazar, the student of Rabbi Yochanan. My mistake, sorry. Rabbi Yochanan, besitva, Da'av Chazik Reshe, Rabbi Yochanan in the fall, when his head was strong. In other words, when he wasn't so hot. Have a lovish tarveon, he wear both the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. Bekaita, the love of Chazik Reshe, in the summer, when his head was not so strong, in other words, he got hot very easily. Love a lovish Ella Dadrei. He would only wear the tefillin shel yad, right? Because the tefillin shel rosh would make him sweaty. So if you wear them during davening, probably, but he wouldn't wear them the rest of the day. Okay? By the way, that's that which it says here, that they used to not wear tefillin if they weren't righteous. It's possible, and this is the way the Rishonim used to fight the common belief at the time of the medieval period. They used to say, that which you're not supposed to wear tefillin if you're not righteous is the whole day. But for davening, you should wear them. Right, that's the whole day you shouldn't walk around though. But for davening, you're allowed to wear them. Yeah, that's small tefillin. No, they're much bigger tefillin actually. I take that back. Our tefillin are generally smaller than the old tefillin because we have the technology to make smaller tefillin. Some of them they have large. Yeah, a lot of them have larger tefillin. It's possible. It's not recorded. You might know more than I do in that respect. No, you might be right. Now, the next line, again, the Mefarshim say, here's a typo too. The next line is out of place. Ve'ed Oser El Mishum Mishum Erva comes out of left field, and Ataka belongs in left field. It's supposed to be a couple lines later. We'll bring it in when it's supposed to be brought in. Amr Abba Chibra, and also this one. Amr Chibra Abba Friskin Ayalovish Mirifdim. It's out of place. So this is where it's... what really we're trying to say is that Rabbi Yochanan, when he used to go into the bathhouse, he used to take off his tefillin. But only when he used to get inside the bathhouse. Okay? Karava maz azu maschi. And this is where it starts off. Karava azu maschi. When Rabbi Yochanan used to go to the bath, literally to swim, how came and show you a magietzo lirin. Once you get to the place where the attendants were, which is in the inner rooms of the bathhouse, hayachotza, he would take them off. So the question is, wait a minute, he's already undressed. Now let's go back. Veinu Osim Shumerva, he's walking around naked already. How's that feeling? So he says, no, Amrei B'chir B'Ava, Ifriskin Ha'ilveshim Ifnim. Till that point, till he got to the attendants, he was wearing some sort of garment, you know, simple undergarment, which covered all the vital parts. So therefore, he was allowed still to wear tefillin at that stage. So says the Gemara, when he used to came out, Amrei Yitzchak by Ad Yaakov to Musa Ayalovshan, Yitzchak argues. He says he wouldn't take him off in the bathhouse. He took him off at a house right next to the bathhouse, which is the house of a person called Yaakov Tarmusura. In his house, he would take off his tefillin. The Kadnafik Maschei, and when he used to come out of the bath, Hava Yovenle, they were given to him in the house of Yaakov Tarmusura. The Kadhava Meisenle, when they used to bring in tefillin, Hava Amar Dormilsi would say over the following Torah. Shtei Arono Soy Malchim Yisroel Bamidbar. There were two wooden boxes, which the Jews took around in the desert. Aron Shochai Elamim, the Aron, the Ark of the life force of the worlds of Hashem, which had the Luchos, Aron Shel Yosef, and the Aron which had the remains of Yosef. Vayu Umos Olam Omrim. And the Goyim would say, Mati Mutrushnei Aronoslo, what are these two boxes? Vayu Yisrael Omrim Loem, and the Jews would respond, Ze Aronoslo Yosef, this is the coffin of Yosef. Im Aronoslo Chai Loem, and together with it is the box which contains the tablets of the life giver of the worlds. Vayu Umasol Omrim Yisrael. So the Jews would make fun of the Goyim would make fun of the Jews. Vayu would say, Vichiev Shel Arona Meis. How can you have the coffin of a dead body, Leos Malik, going together in Maron Shalchelomim with the box of the life force of the worlds? For you, Sholomim, and the Jews will respond. Ayidei Sheshimer Zeh, Mashakosav Bezeh. You know why? Because Yosef, he kept what it says in the other box. That just says in Luchos. Oh, yeah. Now, as to Yerushalmi, that's a nice Dvar Torah. But Lama Amar Dvar Milsa, why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say this over when he came out of the bath? I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, Bekin Meimer Mildor, as he wanted to say a word in Torah. Wanted to say a word. So Amalei Rabmanah, so Rabmanah said, V'hachi lo havele Mildor raya. Chore Lameimar, he didn't have any other words of Torah to say. He had to say this, the same old word every time. So says the Torah, you don't misunderstand. Again, let me read that line over again. How could it be that Lohavale, they didn't have Mila Doraya Chore, another word in Torah, Lameimar, to say Elodah, except for this one? Ella, you know, I used to say this over. Kinturin Havun. He was criticizing the people bringing the tefillin that they didn't bring him fast enough. Amar, he said, Lomar, to tell them, Yosef lo zocha lamalchus. Yosef only merited the kingship. Elaidesh shimrin soitzer shal kodesh baruch hu. Only by keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem with great diligence. And we only merited the great glory of being Jews. Only by keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem. And you want to keep the mitzvah away from me? In other words, bring my tefillah much more quickly. What's going on here? I want to get the honor ready. What? How do you make a bracha on tefillah? Rabbi Zrika and Meshem, Rabbi Yaakov, he says, "Shunoisin al yad ma'omer." When you put it on your hand, what do you say? Bruch Asher Kesham Tzavet Zivano al mitzvahs tefillah. And Shunoisin al rosh, you put it on your hand, ma'omer. Bruch Asher Kesham Tzavet Zivano al mitzvahs hanochas tefillah. Now this is a raya from Nusach Ashkenaz. They make two brachas, right? Because there's one on the shaliyah and one on the rosh. Many that have the custom.
Brachas here are the opposite.
They're the opposite of what we do.
Yeah.
But they're two brachas. By Nusach Sfar, they only make one bracha because they learn, like the Bavli, it sounds in the Bavli, you only make two brachas if you spoke between the Tefillin Shriyat and Tefillin Shorosh. Right? So, it sounds in the Yerushalmi that you always make two brachas. What exactly order is that something else? Shulchotzim, but Yerushalmi is another chiddush. When you take off the Tefillin, Ma'omer. Baruch Hashem Kishanu Mitzasav Tzivanu Lishmar Chukav. You make a mother bracha when you take them off. We don't make this bracha. Hashem Kishanu Mitzasav Tzivanu Lishmar Chukav. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about this bracha. We're up to your doubt on the face. No. Ladder bracha is not the Bavli. I should have had another one. Does anybody have two? Still missing one? Oh well. Looking together.
Sure.
You're also missing, right? I must be in my briefcase.
It's fine.
You have the Gemara anyway. Okay. Is the Girsa significantly different than there?
You're down
over. It's shorter. Okay. But are the words in the text different? No? Okay. So it says the Gemara, Va'asya, and this is going like Command Omar. Well, we're on Yudal base now. Command Omar, the chukas tefillin akosu medaber. That this chukah, when it did, the Pnei Moshe brings down the pasuk, v'shamartes hachukah zos miyomim yamimo. Says you keep this chukah for all days. So there's an opinion which holds that's going on tefillin akosu medaber. So that's why I make this bracha. Asher kishar mitzvah v'tzvanu lishmar chukav. Biram, however, command Omar. There's another interpretation that says that pasuk is talking about the laws of Pesach, not the laws of Tefillin, which also mentioned that parsha. So b'da, he wouldn't say this brach afterwards. So I guess we all like this opinion. Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Lazar said, "No sin film belial if you put on the night over by say you transgress the positive commandment." Matam, what's the pasuk which teaches us this? V'shamartes al-chukah azos l'mo'adah, you should keep this law in its time, mi-yomim yomima, in days. Yomim, days, below leilos. Yomima, certain days, prat l'shabbos yom tov, and not on Shabbos and yom tov. V'ha, ask the Gemara, how can you say this? V'ha, Rabbi Avo, yosiv masti baramsha, didn't Rabbi Avo used to sit at night and learn? The tefillah love, and he had tefillin upon him. Says more mitzadini navel. He put him sideways, so he wasn't doing the mitzvah. Put him sideways on his head. Ukemin pikadon, how are you biado? He was just keeping them on his head for safekeeping, like a deposit. Easter boy lemeim. However, there are others who say, and this is where we paskin. Lo amar lo nose. The only prohibition is to put him on at night. Avelima you let me bode yo. But if you had them on during the day. Mutter, you're allowed to leave him on until the time which is convenient. Easter, not because of the apostle. What? No, not because of the apostle. Yeah.
So why
how come? Why? That's why you have to take him off at night because he might fall asleep. Yeah.
So why can't we work to the film all day now?
You can work to him, but go because you're not righteous. You have to have a goof knock, you have to be very righteous to work till the day. There are a couple in Israel, though. Israel there are. But even those people, they do it so repetitiously. You know, like they keep it under their jacket and they wear a hat so it covers, because it's considered to be a very haughty thing unless you're very, very righteous. But there are people who wear tefillin all day in Israel. There are. I know too. Okay?
It could be also that they don't put it on all night.
No, that's true. No, we're talking about when a person's awake at night. When you sleep, you must take them off. There's no doubt about that. Okay? No, it's bad. If you left them on, you're doing something bad. Do tshuva. They take them off at night. No, they, at night they take them off. They take them off.
Two questions. So the day after Yom Kippur, then, when you do Shuva, then everybody's righteous, so everyone could work to thorn then.
Okay, it could be.
Okay, and then the other thing is you said a spiritual person. Do you mean a person who's nefesh?
No. I mean a person who keeps halacha meticulously. Nothing to do with spirituality. No.
You said spiritual.
No, actually, I have to borrow terminology. Says Gemara, Easter boy Meimar. Some people say, Easter boy Meimar Nishmini Me'adah. Some people learn the same thing from here. For Yalachol Os, it should be for you a sign. Eshul Cholos, it's on days when you need a sign. Probably Yom Tov Shabbosos, except for exclude Shabbos Yotam. Shekulonos, they themselves are a sign of your, you don't need another sign of your Jewish state. V'lokein, so Zezmo, you don't, wait a minute. You don't need, V'lokein Kosam Yomi Yomima? Doesn't it already say Yomi Yomima? Why do we need another drasha of a Yol Cholos? So says the Yerushalmi, this is fascinating. This is probably the most fascinating thing we've seen in Yerushalmi since the beginning of the Mishnah. So, the Bible would never say. Ela ki demar Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan said, kol mila delo mechavra, anything which is not clear, misamchin lo miasin sagin, we bring proofs from it from many places in the Torah. In the Bavli, every time you have an extra drasha, the Bavli asks, why do you have another drasha? Why do you need another pasuk? This bother pasuk must have another purpose. Rabbi Yochanan says, what? No, a lot of times. Yeah, many times. If it's something is not clear or vague, so there are many drashas in the Torah which teach you the same point. There could be redundant drashas in the Torah. It's like antithetical to the entire approach of the Bavli. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tamatz Nina. Over there we learned, Nashim v'avodim p'turim mikriya shema, women and slaves are p'turim from shema, umin ha'tfilin and from tfilin. Nashim, I know women don't have to put on tfilin, limadatem osamas b'nechem, you should teach your son's Torah, v'los b'noseichem, not your daughters. As shuchayiv tam Torah, those are required to learn, chayiv tfilin or chayiv to put on tfilin. Nashim she'en ha'chayiv tam Torah, women are not responsible to learn Torah, en ha'chayiv tfilin, they're not required to put on tfilin. So a Simon asked the Kasha, Hare Michal Bas Kushi. Michal, the daughter of Shol. Not sure why it's called Kushi. There is a chazal about that somewhere, but I forgot what it says. But Michal Bas Kushi, she put on tefillin. Vishal Shiona, furthermore, we have another Kasha, the wife of Yonah the prophet. She go up on the pilgrimages, even though women are not required to. Says, V'lo Michal B'yada Chachomim. And Chachomim did not protest, either case. So Rabbi Chizkiah says, no, B'shem Rabbi says, no. Ishul Shayona Hushva. When the wife of Yonah used to go up on pilgrimage, she was turned back. Michal Bas Kushi, Michal B'yada Chachomim. And Chachomim did protest that Michal Bas Kushi put on tefillin. So according to his understanding, it's not a kasher. They taka did protest. It's a question of history, and the Yerushalmi leaves it as a question. Tani, we learned. Hanich, that's the base on Merchatz. Somebody goes into a bathhouse. Mokum Shnei Odom Omdi Levushin. If it's a place where people are all standing, dressed, in other words, the outer chamber, Yesha Mikra, you can reach Shema there. Utfilin, you can keep, you put a cake, you can wear your tefillin. Beit Torah Shehet Shalom, and of course you can say Shalom Aleichem there. No Saint Tefillin, you can put on your tefillin in that room. Feinot Torah Lobash Shehet Lot, it goes down, say you don't have to take them off. Malcolm Sharobni Adam Maginlios Omnia Rubim. In the inner chamber of the bathhouse, where most people are naked. Ancient Shah Shami Kati Shom Aleichem, because Shom Aleichem is the name of God, right? Vain Torgumar Mikvar Tfilin goes out saying you're not allowed to say Shema there or to Davin. Before also it should have said Mikro Tfila, not Mikro Tfilin, right? You're not allowed to say Shema, you're not allowed to Davin. The Chol Tzvin, you must take off your tefillin when you're in that room. It goes without saying, now to put them on. What about the middle chamber? Some people are standing naked. Some people are standing dressed. So there, Yeshem Shela Shalom. You could say Shalom Aleichem there. However, Ain Shalom Lo Mikra Lo Tefillah, you can't learn, or you can't read Shema or Daven there. Why? Because you can't learn, you can't say Shema or Daven in the presence of people who are naked. However, Ein Echol Tefillin, Tefillin which is not an act of learning or an act of davening, but just wearing the Tefillin, you don't have to take them off if you have them on, Vayner Nosei, but you don't put them on there. Avleinu Lov Shon, and you don't put them on, Atchi Yetzei Me'osa Rishu Shalosom Kosom Merchatz, until you leave that entire area of that bathhouse. That means that if you have your Tefillin off in the inner room, and you're not supposed to put them on then. So once you're not supposed to put them on, we don't say the moment you get to the outer chamber, put them on. No, wait till you leave the entire bathhouse before you put on your tefillin. If you had them on and you came in, so you can leave them on even if you're in the middle chamber. But if you took them off already, don't put them on in the bathhouse. Put them on when you get completely outside the bathhouse. And the Mordechai's going to bring down, I didn't photocopy page, Tetzvav Amnal, Mordechai's going to bring a riot from the case of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, we learned before, only put on his tefillin when he got to the house of Yaakov to Masah, which is outside the entire bathhouse. So once you take him off, you don't have to take him off until you're in the middle chamber, before you get to the inner chamber. Once you take him off, wait to put him back on until you get outside the entire bathhouse. We'll stop here for this evening. Yes. Same thing. Mikra and Batha, same thing. Same thing.